Give me Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. The very core of your being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, what? Dwell in you. But if the spirit of him that raised who? Jesus, where? From the dead, does what? Dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also what? Quicken. What is that word, quicken? Make alive your mortal, dead, doomed body. See, you are to keep this body alive by the spirit. You're out of your spirit flows life. Because the life of your spirit, you couldn't be God without having God's life in you. That's why your spirit first, because God is a spirit. And life should flow out of your spirit and keep this body functioning as long as you're in this earth. Because this is the vehicle you travel in. This is how you get about. This is how you get the message out. If you're tied to a bed, sick and afflicted, how can you go? You ask somebody to come. Wash my feet. Do this, do that. I'm paralyzed. No, he didn't save you to be paralyzed in your body with sickness and disease and whatever else, foolish and stuff that the enemy tried to deceive you in, to get you involved in, to lure you away from God. He know you got the life of God in your spirit, and your spirit produces life because the Holy Spirit is well in your life, in your spirit. Constantly flowing life. And you got to know how to take your faith and release that life in your spirit to your body and say, you say well. Because you done been healed. Excuse me, friends. You already healed. So you stay well. An infirmity pops up. No, you don't. You don't touch this. It's not yours. I mean, you ladies, somebody sneak up trying to pull your purse and you know it and you just say, okay, take it. You're not going to do that. You're going to flop them over here with that purse or something. You're going to do something, get them to, this is not yours. Don't you touch this. I paid for this. I bought this. I had a right to carry this on my shoulders, not you. You're not you purse snatcher. You get out of here. Huh? Come on, talk to me. Hallelujah. So that life in your spirit flows into your body. And you know, for too many years, I didn't even know this. Didn't even know it. Had the healing power in me all the time. But I learned it. And that's why I used to hear Dad Hagin say, laying on the hands is one way that get people healed, but not the only way. I didn't understand it. I just know what he was saying. And I saw him lay hands on people, and I started laying hands on people too, even before I went to Raymond. And I seen God heal people. But I didn't understand that there were more than one way to get healed. But this is the highest way for a believer. You don't have to have anybody lay hands on you when you understand you got the healing in you. You got that power to keep your body well on the inside of you. You carry it all the time. But nobody ever taught us, let me change it, we haven't been taught too well in this area. So we think we have to get some doctor to do this. Thank God for them. They helped us out because we didn't know how to handle that situation. We thought that maybe the pastor can lay a hand on every time a pain hit our body and keep us well. No, that's going to run out. Because God expects you to grow up. Just like you got a child, you're not going to hip him around on your hip all his life. He's taller than you and you got him on your hip. No, you're not going to do that. You expect that big old scoundrel to get up and walk. Hello, somebody. Am I talking to you? Am I communicating here?
Yes, sir.
So, when you understand this, then you can release your faith. Because it's already appropriated. Grace has already provided this. It's here now. You're already healed. Because the word says so. But you don't got to know how to release it into your body. And you go around and say, well, I'm losing my mind. No, my mind getting better all the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Why is it getting better? I got the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I'm getting ahead of myself. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. And people, members of Christian Fellowship Church, I hope you listen to me on this live streaming. We take things too lightly. We're not serious about it. We'll let stuff upset us. Anything can get in our way. Any kind of excuse can come up. We're just looking for an excuse not to be committed. And the scripture says, and I'm going to read it to you so you can say it. So you can, when you go home, you say, well, he sure read out the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture says, glory to God. This is how the King James read. Hallelujah. And let us consider one another to provoke. This is Hebrews. Now you need to put it up so everybody can see it. Hebrews 10:24. And then I'll close. I just have to pick up here next time. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. See that? And this is what I'm doing. As long as I'm in this flesh, I'm like Paul. As long as I'm at Peter, as long as I'm in this body, I will not cease to put you in remembrance of these things. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love. Always walk in love towards your fellow man. I don't care what color his skin is. You have no right to act ugly because you're born of love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to what? Good works. Don't you be doing no evil stuff talking about somebody behind their back. Come on. No, I don't think. Well, did the words tell you to talk like that? Did the spirit in you telling you to talk like that? Is that your flesh and your mind? What is it? Hallelujah. Keep on. Let's go to the next verse. Not forsaken the assembling of ourselves together. And we think, and we don't know this, these kind of things create disaster for us because we are disobedient to the scripture. We just think we can walk away anytime we want to and not be accountable for nothing. I asked my class back there one Sunday, and they were shocked. And I'm telling them, you need to be faithful to attend, because I only have 30 minutes with you out of 168 hours in a week. And I said, I only have 30 minutes. And I said, I want to do what I can in the 30 minutes, right? So I said, but you'll come for a time, then you won't show up. I said, I only had 30 minutes with you out of 168 hours. If you miss a week, that's 168 hours. I didn't get anything, right?